We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas, Davi B'Menachem, Lishan Chan Yaakov, Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Yevamos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah, Yud Gimel. Eizehu Mamzer. What's considered a Mamzer? The definition of a Mamzer, the Torah says in Parshas Kisetze, Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. A Mamzer cannot come into the congregation, marry into the congregation of Israel. What is the definition of a Mamzer? So the first opinion is that of Rabbi Akiva. We mentioned Rabbi Akiva already. Kol She'er Basar, any relative, Shehu B'Lo Yavo, that is in the category of Lo Yavo, where there's a negative commandment, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that's included. What does it mean, Lo Yavo? It means it is not only where the Torah says if there's a union between a man and a woman, which is an Isser Kares involved, or an Isser Misas based and involved, Rabbi Akiva says, even if it's an Isser Lav, just a Lo Tase, if this man would live with this woman, that can produce a Mamzer. Where does he learn that from? So Rabbi Akiva learns it from the pasuk that precedes the pasuk of Lo Yavo Mamzer. The pasuk says, Lo Yikach Eshes Aviv, a man cannot take, obviously, his father's wife, which may be his mother, but may not be his mother, his father's wife as a wife. That's an Isser Bia, actually an Isser Mises based in. Lo Yigale Kanaf Aviv. And then he literally means he can't reveal or can't expose the Kanaf, the corner of the garment of his father, which is a metaphor, but it's obviously referring to some woman that the father was with, but it's not his father's wife. So who is that? So Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what that's referring to? It's referring to what we call anusas aviv. His father raped a woman. So who is that woman? She's not married to him. She is his anusa. What status does she have? That would be usher for the son to marry with a lav, a lotas, a only negative commandment, which gives you malchus. That would not be an Isser Kares. So if the pasuk's telling you, lo yigale kanaf aviv, you can't live with the anusa, the woman who was the rape victim of your father, and that's a lotas, a only, that's only malchus. So, and then it two pasukim later, it says, lo yavo mamzer. Ah, that shows you that a mamzer comes from the union of even a lav, even where the Isser, the union between the man and the woman, is not kares, is only malchus. Shimon Atimni Omer, Kol Shechayavin Olav Kares Bidei Shamayim. No, the Mamzer is not from Chayve Lavin, not from just a Lotase where there's just malchus. No, there has to be at least kares involved. How does Shimon Atimni learn this pasuk? He learns it like Lechachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. V'lo Yigale Kanaf Aviv is not referring to the Anusa of someone's father, which is a Lotase only. This is referring to the Shomeris Yavam of the father, the woman waiting to do Yibim with the father. So you have, let's say, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's married to Leah. Reuven passes away, and now Shimon is about to perform Yibim with Leah, with his Yavama, and now Shimon's son Baruch lives with this woman. Now, what's the Isser of living with the Shomeris Yavama, one's father? That is your father's, that is the wife of your father's brother. That's your aunt. That's a Chiv Kares. And that's what Lo Yigale Kanaf Aviv teaches you. An Isser Kares involved. Ah, and then it says Lo Yavo Mamzer. It shows you Mamzer only comes from Chayve Krisos, or worse, or Chayve Misos Bezdin. V'halacha kedvarav, and halacha follow Shimon HaTimni, that a Mamzer does not come from Chayve Lavin like Rabbi Akiva, but it has to have at least Kares involved. Aye, what about Anida? Living with Anida is an Isser Kares. So that does that produce a Mamzer? The answer is it does not produce a Mamzer. Why? Because the only time we produce a Mamzer is where when the union between that man and the woman, if they would try to have Kiddushin, it would never take effect. What would happen if a man, let's say, took a ring and gave his sister and says, Hirem Kadeshly in front of two Adim? What happens? Zero. Nothing. They don't need to get. That's not Ein Kiddushin Tosin. It does not take effect. So therefore, that would produce a mamzer. But a man, we have a chupas nida possible. A man who's mekadesh nida, they are married. Based on the pasuk, utihi nida sa'alav, pasuk in Vayikra perek tezvav. What does that mean? Even b'shas nidasa tofsin b'kidushin. Utihi, tihi means marriage. They will be married. They can be married even if nidasa alav. So since kidushin are tofsin with a nida, therefore that does not produce a mamzer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kol shechayav him alav misas based in. Ah, a vlad, a child that's born only from an erva, The Yechayv Misas based in force. Gila, Strefer, Herig, Vechenek. So, for example, Eishes Aviv, your father's wife, or your mother, or a daughter, or an Eishes Ish, a married woman, where Yechayv Chenek for that. So that produces a mamzer. But a child, the offspring of Chayve Krisos, where the union is an Isser Kares, is not a mamzer, and certainly not if it's only Chayve Lavin. So that's Rabbi Yeshua. So we had Rabbi Akiva, Chayve Lavin, Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, Chayve Krisos, and Rabbi Yeshua, Chayve Misos, based him. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. You know what I found? Matzasi Megilas Yuchsin B'Yushalayim. I found a Megillah scroll that had genealogy in Yushalayim itself, a genealogy of many, lineage of many families. The Kasuv Ban, you know what it said on that, in that Megillah, in that manuscript? Ish ploni mamzer me eshes ish. This person, so-and-so, was a mamzer from an eshes ish. And there was obviously a man lived with a married woman. They had produced a child. And he says, oh, this is a mamzer. So what do he thinks? That supports l'kayim divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That supports Rabbi Yeshua's position. What is this Megillah writing? That you know why there was a mamzer? Because there was an eshes ish involved. Because this was a misas based. And in fact, it may even, Rishonim point out that it may be even emphasizing something else. That eshes ish is what is an Isser Misas based in, but it's the lowest of Misas based in. It's Chenek, which is the bottom of the list. So certainly Kavachomer, where the union of man and woman would be an Isser Skila living with one another, an Isser Strefa living with one another, so Kavachomer, that would produce a Mamzer. But either way, you see from this Megillah that it's only Chayve Misos based in that produce a Mamzer. But the halacha is that we assume that it's even from Chayve Krisos, just not like Rabbi Akiva, who said it's Chayve Lavin, that we do not accept that position. Then the Mishnah says, Ishto Shameso, we know this halacha, a woman who passes away, someone's wife who passes away, Mutar Bachosa, he's allowed to live with her sister. Because the Torah says, V'yisha el achosa, pasuk, perek, yudches, pasuk yudches in Vayikra, V'yisha el achosa, lo sikach litzror, legalos ervasa, aleha bichayeha. So what does it say? A man cannot take a tzara, co-wife, the sister of his wife, as a co-wife. When aleha bichayeha, only when she's alive. So if the person's wife passes away, then he can marry his sister, his wife's sister. And the Mishnah continues, Gerashova meso mutabachosa. If, let's say, he divorces his wife, don't think divorce is enough. Divorce doesn't allow you to marry your ex's sister. You have to, only if she dies, only Gerashova meso mutabachosa. And nisis la'acherva meso mutabachosa. And let's say a person divorces his wife, and his wife, if his divorced wife remarries someone, he still can't marry that wife's, his ex's sister, even though she remarried someone else. You have to wait till the person has to wait till this grusha, his ex-wife, dies, and then he can marry the wife's sister. And then the Mishnah concludes, Yevimto Shemeso Mutar Bachosa, if a person's Yevama passes away, so his Yevama is like a wife, Mutar Bachosa, he can marry then the sister. And we've had this in the past, Chalatzla Vamesa, if you do Chalitza, Chalitza is not enough to marry the sister, because Achos Chalutza, so we know is Derabanan, like Achos Ishto, so you have to wait till she dies, till the Chalutza dies, then you can marry her sister. Then, only then, Mutar Ba'achosa. The Gemara makes the point and says this phrase, Kan Shana Rebbe Mishnah She'ena Tzricha. The Rebbe taught here in Mishnah, I don't know. Why does the Gemara say that? Because it's an explicit pasuk. It said, Aleha Bechayeha. Torah says that Achos Isha is only Asur Bechayeha, but after she dies, she's mutter. So it seems that this was superfluous, and that explanations for why the Mishnah needed to mention this. We begin the fifth parak, Parak Hamishri, Mishnah Aleph, needs a little bit of an introduction, some things that we know already. Min HaTorah, a Yavama is only acquired by the Yavam to be his wife for everything with Bia. What does the Pasuk say? Yavama, Yavo Aleha, Ulokacha Lo Le'isha V'yibma. But the Chachamim, in order that we follow the regular process as we normally do, Midrabanan say that a Yavam should not live with his Yavama until his Mikadesh, or does some type of Kiddushin with Kesef or Star, as we do, as the custom is with all marriages. That Kiddushin is called Mamar, and Mamar is only, as we've said, a Machokas with Shem Beisil, we follow by Silil, that it's Kone, it acquires the Yavama a Miksas Kinyan, Luchumra. It acquires her a little bit. bit for the purposes of being machmir, as we've already learned. That's number one. Number two, a yevama only becomes exempt from and released from hazika, from the man, the yibum bond, from the yavam to be mutter to marry everybody else with chalitza. What if the yavam gave a get to his chalitza to the yevama? What does a get do? A get doesn't really do anything. Midoraisa, you have to give a chalitza. Get, you give to a woman you're married to. He's not married to her. Nonetheless, the chachamim were said, in order that people think that, get the idea that a get is meaningless, in a case of real marriage, they say in a case where a get was given by the yavam to the yavama when he should have given chalitza, the get will be effective l'chumra, a little bit like chalitza, and will now exempt her from yibum. And we've had that concept before. Kevan shelo bana shuv lo yivne. Right, once he hasn't built the house, he no longer can do so. And what else does that get do besides passling her from yibum to any of the brothers? For that matter, it prohibits her tsaros, her co-wives, upon the yavam who gave the get and his brothers. So if the yavam gave a get, even though it really should be meaningless, he didn't do chalitza, nonetheless, the tsaros are usur to him, he can't marry them, and the other brothers can't marry the co-wives, the tsaros either. And not only that, you know what the get does? It prohibits him to her relatives, which is what chalitza typically would do. But the get is going to affect that as well. Again, all the chumrah. And it passes her to kahuna like a grusha. She becomes, now you'll say, hold on one second. I know a chalitza is pasul kahuna because we treat a chalitza like a grusha. And a grusha, of course, is pasul to kahuna because we know that from the Torah. But here, the person gives a get, the yavam gives a get to his yavama, that get is meaningless. Aha, the chachamim say, guess what? We're going to treat that get like as if she's divorced for the purpose of saying that she is now usher to marry a kohen. But nonetheless, that get is not going to work lakula. That get is not going to permit her to marry anyone until he performs chalitza. And the last piece of introduction is a yavam who did mamra with his yavama and doesn't want to decide, you know what, I don't want to live with her in the end. I don't want to perform yibam. He gave the kiddushin, he did the mamar. So what do we do now? He needs to give a get and chalitza. He needs to give a get to release the kiddushin of the mamar, and he gives the chalitza in order to release the zika of the yibum bond, to allow her to marry someone else because he didn't perform yibum or chalitza, he only did mamar. Mishnah says like this, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, ein get achar get. So what does that mean? So based on our introduction, we should understand what this means. Person, let's say, has fell to yibum two women from the same brother. So let's say you have a Reuven passed away, and Reuven was married to Leah and Chana, and now Shimon is supposed to perform yibum to Leah or Chana. And now what does he do? And once he would do one with one, the other one is exempt. But he gave a get to Leah. He gave a get to Leah. And then he gave a get to Chana. So what happens here? So we said, wait, hold on. I thought a get is effective, l'chumra, certain halachos apply, even though we really need to do chalitza. So says Ram Gamliel, ain get acha get. It means that the get that he gave to Chana after he gave a get to Leah is meaningless, which means he's not usher to marry her, Chana's relatives. Why? And or whatever chumras apply. Why? Because the moment he gave Leah a get, so now that releases the zika, the bond of yibum, for both of the wives. As we explained, a get does affect your help for the yavama, midarabanan, like chalitza, to now release yibum and prohibit all the tsaros upon the man who gave the get and the other brothers, since a get is normally megarish, a married woman, and therefore when the yavam now gives a get to Chana after giving get to Leah, he hasn't done anything. Why? Because she's not married to him, nor is she even has no yibum bond to him either, because the get was given to the first wife, to Leah. It's like giving a get to an Isha Menashuk, to a random woman. And the same thing. It's, let's say you have two Yavamim and one Yavama. Two brothers and one, let's say this, Shimon and Levi, and Reuven was only married to Leah. These two, Shimon and Levi, now each one gave a get to Leah. So the get that, let's say, Levi gave after Shimon gave is also meaningless, and Levi can marry the relatives. Shimon can't, but Levi can. So ain't get achar get. V'lo mamar achar mamar, says Rabbi Gamliel. Another halacha. Let's say one yavam did mamar. You have the two wives that fell to Shimon, Leah and Chana, and he did mamar. One yavam did mamar with both yavamos that fell from this one brother. So he's mekadesh one of them. He gave kesef kiddushin, let's say, and then to Leah, and then gave to Chana. Or let's say you have two yavamim, two men, Shimon and Levi, and there's one yavama. There's only Leah. So either way, the mamar of the second person is meaningless, and you don't need a get to release the mamar, and he's not usher in their relatives. But of course, the one who gave the mamar, the first one who gave the mamar, we treat it as we said in the introduction, that of course we have to treat that as if they're married, so we have to do both, give a get, and chalitza. V'lo bi'ila achar bi'ila, says Rav Gamliel. One bi'ah after the other. If you have one yavam who has bi'ah with both of the yavamos, or both, you have two yavamim, Shimon again, Shimon and Levi, who had bi'ah with this one yavama. So the bi'ah that the first one did, or the first bi'ah for the first woman, let's say, in the case of Leah and Chana, and Shimon is performed yibam and has bi'ah with one and then the other. So the one that he has bi'ah with first, let's say Leah, that is yibam. Or let's say the first brother has Yibam with Leah. That's Yibam. But the second one is a Bilas Nus. That's Nus. And you don't need a get because of that Bia. And he's not also in the Krovim, in the family, because that Bia is meaningless. That's not a Yibam. Yibam was already done. Volo Chalitza Acha Chalitza. You have one Yavam who did Chalitza to both of the Yavamos, Leah and Chana. Or two Yavamim, Shimon and Levi, gave Chalitza to this one Yavam Leah. The second Chalitza is not a Chalitza. And therefore, this woman is Kshera. Let's say, take the second woman, Chana, she's Kasher LeKahuna. And he, the brother who did this, did the second Chalitza, is Mutter in her relatives. Avachachamim Omrim. So that was all Rav Gamliel. Avachachamim Omrim, Yesh Get Achar Get. No, there is a get after get. Why? Since the get doesn't really release the Yavama from the full bond, the full Zika, why? She still needs Chalitza after the get in order to allow her to marry someone else. So therefore, the second get is also a get. And that person is usher, the one who gave the get is usher in the family to marry her relatives. V'yesh mamar har mamar. Since mamar doesn't acquire the yavama a kinyan gamur completely, like bia should, but it's only a mixas kinyan, so therefore it's only partial kinyan, so therefore the second mamar is also mamar, and therefore that woman, Chana, needs a get after the mamar as well, and he can't marry her krovos, or her family members. Avalo achar be'ila, avalo achar chalitza klum. However, even the Chachamim agree that there's no be'ila after be'ila and no chalitza after chalitza. Why? Since be'ila, bia, is kone yavama, a full kinyan, and a chalitza releases the zika, the bond, completely. So then what the second yavam did with the tzara obviously is meaningless.